I guess you can't call it a number, but if you had to pick a perfect number for the today's weather, it's got to be a 10, baby. It's the dog in the kennel, a special Weber This Week show. Jeff Babinski, my friend, the executive vice president, general manager of Del Lago, is in the house. We'll get updates from Jeff on where we are with the beautiful Del Lago Resort and Casino opening at a casino portion scheduled for February 2017. Well, it is a gorgeous day in the Finger Lakes, and we certainly welcome you to our show. It's the H. Weber with you. And, of course, so we want to talk Del Lago this morning. We've been able to get a lot of the Del Lago folks in here, and we'll continue to get them in here. But a friend that I met about a month ago, Jeff Babinski. Jeff, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Jeff, of course, was nice enough, along with John and Jimmy Wilmont, to give us a VIP tour to celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. That was about a month ago, and we had a great opportunity to go through there. And I was kidding Jeff and about the fact that Mary finally put a hard hat on, which we have on the table, and along with the throwaway uniform and the goggles. It's the first time my wife has ever done that, and I hope she's checking out the show this morning. I know she was going to watch her friend Jeff because they had a good discussion about the upcoming casino. Well, Jeff, thanks for coming in. I know you had a very harried schedule the last couple of days driving in and moving back, and I appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you for having me, yeah.
Well, let's give the folks here a little overview of Jeff, and we're going to sound like we're talking about the president when I get through with this, but Jeff was one of the first hires of Del Lago. He was hired as executive vice president, general manager at Del Lago, bringing him 25 years of experience in the industry. Along with his expertise in the field, Jeff possesses intense passion for community involvement through various boards and charities. Jeff offers that unique combination of strong leadership and a collaborative nature that we know will serve him and the community well, said Jonathan Swain, chief operating officer at Del Lago. Jeff comes to Del Lago from Luminaire Place Casino and Hotel in St. Louis, Missouri, where he held the same title since 2010. In that role, he managed the gaming and non-gaming departments for one of the premier gaming properties for Tropicana Entertainment Incorporated. Located in downtown St. Louis, he held full responsibility for all operations, which generated more than $175 million in annual revenue. Prior to that, Jeff was the general manager and director of marketing at Boomtown Casino and Hotel in Reno, Nevada. Jeff is not unfamiliar with this region because back in 2007 and 2008, he spent portions of the summer attending beautiful Cornell University's professional development program. There, he received training in the areas of financial management, high-performance management for hotels, and strategic marketing for hotels and restaurants. Jeff is an active member on multiple boards in the St. Louis area, including the St. Louis Sports Commission, Hospitality Industry Advisory Board at St. Louis University, and downtown St. Louis. Babinski, who officially began working for Del Lago on April 4th, relocated to beautiful Canandaigua, New York, where he has his wife and two children residing, obviously, in the Babinski family. So, Jeff, I felt like I was giving a resume of President Obama. That was a nice touch. Jeff, a lot of things have happened with the casino. As me and Mary were there a month ago, had a chance to get the tours I just mentioned. But I'm sure it's changed a lot in the last 30 days.
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit. We have well over 200 workers every single day working hard. The structure is going up beautifully inside. A lot of the foundation has already been poured.
Wow.
There's still some areas to be poured, but they're doing a great job. And that mild winter helped them put themselves ahead of schedule, and we're targeting a February 1st opening.
And of course, that's for the casino part.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be great, and it's pretty exciting to think about it. That only we're in June already, 7 months away, something like that. It's pretty amazing, and as the work becomes more evident that needs to get done, more workers will be in that facility. And, of course, we're dealing not only with the casino, we're also dealing with the entertainment side. We're also dealing with the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to be done. And I was impressed with what I saw and what Mary saw. And I can't imagine. I'd definitely get out there in the next couple of weeks to see how it looks. It's just coming together so nice. And the people are so excited, too, Jeff. And I know that you're happy to know they're excited because that's why you're putting this casino together. The anticipation is over the top. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about your little thing back and forth on Facebook on your homepage regarding Ask the GM. Well, today, because this is a live show, we're going to ask the GM. There's been topics that have been kicked around, and certainly there are some maybe I won't bring up that you can bring up. First off, a lot of people were speculating about poker rooms. Let's get that taken care of. A lot of discussion. There's a lot of poker players. I've never been big on going to poker rooms. That's my own personal view. I'd rather sit down and play the table games. But a lot of people do enjoy different stakes for poker. And the concern, Jeff, was the announcement that you had certain mindset regarding how many poker rooms you would allow or have versus how many they think you should have. Why don't you talk a little about the poker rooms?
Well, that's a great question. You know, and we've looked at the poker rooms in the area, and then I looked back at St. Louis, mm-hmm. at Lemire Place, where we had a 13-table poker room. And we did, in our peak, a little over $400,000 revenue just in poker. So poker's a great piece of our business, and you can't lose sight of that. And I have a strong passion for poker and the poker players that we have. So I don't get bent out of shape just yet. I've looked at the numbers on Friday and Saturday nights for our competitors, and you know they're running about 50% occupancy, and we'll see how it starts out, and you know we can always adjust midstream.
That's right, and the key word is adjusting, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you've been this not your first rodeo. You know what a casino should be doing based on the number of people that show up, and certainly if you find it, they're going right through the roof. People are lined up around the corner to get into a poker room. That's something you would adjust to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and another topic that I was curious to talk about was bingo. A lot of bingo players in the area. A lot of them go to the various fire departments for bingo on Saturday night. And give us an overview on bingo. It's not going to happen at Del Lago.
No, it's a lot of questions, a lot of comments, a lot of requests for bingo. And yes, it's very big in the area, from what I can tell. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the state will not allow us to have bingo at Del Lago. So, sorry, it's just not going to be able to offer it.
And as you look at the questions that are being asked, what kind of other areas that are important that our viewers should know about that you're looking at to?
So, you know, the Vine is going to be a great entertainment venue. We're going to have a lot of great shows, entertainers. That's exciting right there in and of itself because we're going to be able to hold about 2,500 in that venue for an amazing event. The buffet is going to hold 275 people with amazing cuisine, you know, kind of farm to table featuring a lot of those farmers from around the area. Then we're going to have, as you mentioned earlier, the hotel, which will open about 6 months after the casino, but we're hoping to have that earlier. That'll be a 205-room home hotel, and then we'll have a 12,000-square-foot spa with treatment centers, massage tables. And then you go into back into the casino, we'll have Sociale, which is kind of a diner concept. And then we have Savor New York. And hopefully there will be some announcements coming up soon. But we're looking to partner with many of the local regional wineries, and we'll have wine, beers, cheeses that we'll highlight, but also a couple different options that upstate New York offers us.
Well, you know, this was a dream, and I know that Tom Wilbont Sr. and Brent Stevens were the originators to get this ball rolling. I know that Tom Sr. mentioned that him and a couple of his boys were driving by and looked at that site and thought it was a site they could work with without a whole lot of difficulty, even though I might add there has been difficulty regarding some litigation, which we talked about when they were on earlier, which, of course, they indicated it's part of what they do every time you try to build, every time you try to go into an area and do something, whether it be a casino, whether it be a strip mall, whatever, there's potentially a force of people, not big in numbers, that have an issue with it and take it to court, and that's working through the system. What I like about it, and I always refer to my friend Gary out at Gary Schlegel out at the McGee Diner, who's a good friend of mine and a sponsor of this show and also a diehard supporter of Del Lago, since you can walk from the McGee Diner to the casino. And Jeff and the casino operation on the rewards card will allow people, when it's all worked and all done, it will allow the person that maybe have a $100 credit on the card to go down the street and have breakfast at McGee to get out of the casino for a break and swipe the card and work it out that way. I think that is so good, and that's going to help out a lot of the areas, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, as they sign up and become part of the organization.
Absolutely. You know, because we want to highlight and bring tourists into this region. Mm-hmm. And we just don't want them staying at the casino, right. Although that's great.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. They'll earn points while they're playing the slot machines. Same. And, you know, we're going to have 2,000 slot machines.
Mary's got a smile on her face, my wife.
You know, and take out the 10 poker games. You know, we'll have 75 tables out there on the casino floor. So they'll be earning points. And what you can do with those points is not just, you know, redeem them for hotel rooms, but – like you said, get out to McGee's, get out to the other area, other local businesses, and use those points to you know, buy stuff.
That's right.
And I don't know if you're like me, but you know, when you have like a $50 gift card to Best Buy that you get for Christmas, you never only spend $50. You're going out, you're coming out $500 later.
Sure.
And so that's ideally what we want. We want to drive people, push them out into the region. There's so many great things that Finger Lakes has to offer. So why just stay, you know, at Del Lago? Go out and check out the wineries, you know, check out the local businesses, buy their merchandise, and use your card to redeem points.
Jeff Abinski, Executive Vice President, General Manager, my special guest this morning on the Weber Show. A special day, obviously, since we do our show on Mondays. We altered a little bit to get Jeff in here. He's one of the many people that we'll continue to bring back, and Jeff will hopefully come back every couple of months and update us, because things are going to really be moving in the next several months at the casino level. And Jeff, you and me talked about it during the tour that you were nice enough to give myself and Mary about a month ago, along with John and Jimmy Wilmot. Again, you've involvement with casinos. Your number one goal is to please the customer. Mm-hmm. Everybody who comes in the casino, whether they bet 60 cents on a slot machine or whether they're a high roller, to you and your team, it makes no difference. You want to treat everybody the same. You want them to give them an experience. And even if they win some money, that's a good thing. If they lose some money, they control that loss area. But the key, and you and me talked for a good hour, it's the experience of you and your team, which you have so many people reporting to you off and on, basically, with your job responsibilities, to make that person, when they leave, whether it's 2, 4, 6, 8, a busload of people, they want to come back. That's the whole key.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you look at the gaming industry, you know, there's a lot of casinos out there.
Sure.
You know, they have hotel rooms. They do entertainment. You know, they can put the same slot machine that I put on, on my floor. They can offer the same tables that we offer. But the thing that's going to separate us from anybody within the market or even throughout the state is going to be our service to our guests.
Exactly.
And, you know, first and foremost, it starts with me.
Sure.
Making sure that my employees love what they're doing, and every time they step across that threshold and come into work, that they're excited and ready to go, and they're going to give me 120% each day. So I tell them when I meet with them at new hire orientation, my number one rule for you as the general manager, and there's a lot of rules that they'll think that they know that might be my number one rule, but my number one rule is for them to smile and have fun.
There you go.
And I tell them that, because if they're going to smile and have fun, they're going to have fun with the guests.
Exactly.
And the guests are going to have fun. And then they're going to go out and tell their friends and family to go to Del Lago. And then, you know, they're in for the holidays. Well, where do you guys want to go? Well, we want to go to Del Lago Resort and Casino and have some fun, because I saw your Facebook page and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's all about. It's all about creating those memories, those experiences. And if we can do that right out of the gate, then our guests are never going to go anywhere else.
Well, I think it's great, because if somebody wins a $2,000 slot machine jackpot, there should be some pomp and circumstance to make them feel really special.
Yeah, you want
to. Not only are you cutting the check, but you're making them feel great.
Mm-hmm.
And that word gets spread around quickly.
Yep.
And that's the phenomenal part. And I think you hit it right on the head. You know, I oversaw customer service for a pump company for years, and our phones would light up from morning to night because, you know, people call in place an order for a pump or complain about their pump. And I had a staff of 14, 15. I used to have staff meetings once or twice a week. And we'd have some people come in a bad mood and maybe have a tough day with the kids at home and so forth. And I'd say, hey, you know, stop complaining about the number of calls, because if that phone stops ringing, we're out of a job. Mm-hmm. That's the way it works in this world. You got to take care of it. And especially in the casino business, because if you're playing slots and people are coming by asking if you'd like a drink, you want to see that person, whether it be a woman or a man, say, can I help you, in a very pleasant tone, and you know, can I get you a drink? Yep, and come over and say, good luck, congratulations. You know, if you hit something, that to me means a lot, and that's important in a casino atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Because you are encompassed in a casino. And I told you the story. We were in Vegas, myself and Mary, and like you say, a lot of people go outside of the casino. Her and me sometimes never did. We get encompassed because there's spas, there's hotel, there's restaurants, there's 20 of them, 12, 15 of them. It's like a city. I mean, you get lost in somebody's casinos in Vegas, Jeff, as you know. And I remember the classic line. Mary and me were having a snack one morning, and it was like 109 degrees in Las Vegas. People are coming in sweating like dogs. I mean, water coming down their face. Oh, my God. We walked down the strip. It was so hot. Mary looked at and said, we wouldn't know. It's air conditioned. We haven't left here. Been here 2.5 days. We're hunkered down. I mean, that's what we do, myself and Mary. But a lot of couples want to get out, and that'll happen. But temperature, could be a tornado out there. We don't care. Laws we're playing, and that's what happens, you know. But it's everybody has a different view of what you do when you get to a casino. The good part about Del Lago offers, if you want to stay encompassed there, you got so many things to offer everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want a spa? No problem. We'll get you an appointment. Hey, I want to get your haircut? No problem. You know, I mean, it's just on and on and on. And I think, you know, that's a great feature of what Del Lago. You know, Jeff, you mentioned, let's talk about some of the hires you've made. You've brought in Ure, and you talk a little bit about him, what his role will be, and you also talked about an HR director.
Absolutely, yeah. So Ure Basins is my senior vice president and assistant general manager. He's been with Wilmorite for a little over 13 years, but been in the gaming and hospitality industry for over 30. So he's been a great addition. He knows the market. He knows the players here. So, I mean, he's my right-hand man, and I couldn't ask for a better right-hand man. Our senior vice president and human resources, Jerry Moran, started 2 weeks ago.
Good.
So now we're starting to ramp up our hiring efforts. I know it's a big question out there, out in the social media network. You know, we're still looking for a purchasing manager in some key positions right now, but we're not going to start really hiring until later on this fall.
Okay.
But we will come out with an announcement in August. Right now, tentatively, we have it scheduled for October 3rd. So I kind of let it out right there here on the dog show.
That's how I like that.
So we are going to offer a dealer school. Mm-hmm. We're going to do, for lack of a better term, kind of two semesters. The first semester, we're going to look for 240 residents, mm-hmm. People who are interested in learning how to deal table games. Mm-hmm. And we'll give them the skill set and train them on how to deal a game. Mm-hmm. Now, it's incumbent upon them to learn the game and the skills. Because at the end of that 6 or 10 weeks, six for blackjack, 10 for craps, and then we'll have some other games in there, you're going to have to audition. Mm. And you're going to have to show us that you've got the tools and you got the skill to go out there and deal a live game. So we'll have that first semester, if you will, that'll kick off in October. And then we'll have a second semester, another 240, that we'll train. So we're going to train 480 residents, county, outside the county, who want to come and learn the game and work at Del Lago.
Do you see other casino employees bidding on those jobs?
I could see other casino employees who haven't had the ability to go deal table games at their current place of employment to come down and learn the game.
Because that's a job, as you know, better than anybody, you got to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked me way back when we went to our first casino, after they went to go on their break, they do this, put their hands up, you know, showing they got nothing in their palms.
Mm-hmm.
And but I got to admit that a good dealer can make a fun game, right?
Yes.
Somebody who is preoccupied and not into the game can make it not a great experience. You want to go to a different table. You know that better than anybody. But if you can have fun, and the dealer's kind of rooting you on, if you hit a good hand or whatever, I think that's important as well. And I think that's what the kind of person you're looking for. A, know what they're doing, but B, be interactive with the customers.
Absolutely. And that, you know, that comes from, you know, dealing the game and learning how to deal the game. Because you don't want that team member who's struggling to deal the cards and count the cards, and they go, do I pay or take? Because it is all about that experience.
Yep.
You know, they gotta know it like the back of their hand, and then interact with the guest on their table. You know, when you have people walking by who are kind of looking around.
Exactly.
Hey, would you like to play? Are you interested? Well, I don't really know too much about the game. Well, come on over. Let me teach you real quick. Teach you some of the basics.
I know, and that's important. I've been known to walk by a lot of places and look and see how much fun the dealer interacts with the crowd. Because if I'm going to spend my money, I want to have at least some fun with the dealer, and have that interaction go both ways.
Absolutely.
And that's important. Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff Babinski is my special guest this morning, Executive Vice President, General Manager, Del Lago. We're going to take a commercial break. Speaking of paying some bills, we'll scroll our commercials and we'll come back and continue our discussion with Jeff.
Cayuga Lake National Bank. Visit Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor on Bridge Street in Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her team will find the right spirit for you every time. When you stop in, tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams and Wadhams Enterprises, your local employer of choice. Proud supporter of Weber This Week and local athletics. Fill out an application at wadhams.com. The Gould Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historic downtown Seneca Falls landmark. Every Wednesday is Ladies' Night with special price drinks and half-priced appetizers. Learn more at thegouldhotel.com. The Omen Theater on William Street in Lyons. See what's playing this week at omentheater.com. Located off New York State Thruway Exit 41, the McGee Diner has earned their reputation as a popular family restaurant, serving country fresh home-cooked meals daily. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and check out their menu at mcgeediner.com. Seneca Metals is an award-winning company that has earned a reputation of going above and beyond to protect the environment and support their community. As an EPA inspector once said, their operation is head and shoulders above the rest. Live, laugh, and eat well. It's the Italian way. It's also the Cicino's way. Cicino's is now offering online web ordering. Fast, easy, reliable, and secure. Order now using your mobile device, computer, or tablet. Located on Main Street in Waterloo, 401 Exchange Street in Geneva. Place your order today at cicinos.com. The Seneca Falls Country Club. Awesome 18-hole layout. Open to the public and a 12-month payment plan for members. Come try the par the par 416th, the toughest hole in Central New York. Check out SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. And the Newark Pilots of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League, a minor league team with a major league ballpark. Season ticket packages available at NewarkPilots.com. And the Wilson Press in Seneca Falls. My good pal Rich Rickey and his team can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Visit them online at WPress.com. Rich Rickey and Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a dog in the kennel. We've been joined by friend Jeff Babinski, the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Del Lago. He's excited. He's getting his team put together, as he just announced a few minutes ago. And we talked about dealer school, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of things going to be happening as the months and the days and the weeks go by. And before you all know, there'll be an opening celebration at Del Lago. And I know that I, for one, along with Mary, are excited to be there and be a part of it. Jeff, we've covered a lot of bases. One base we haven't talked about is the Lake House Grand Prize. Talk a little bit about that.
So win a Lake House.
Win a Lake House.
Quite simple. Go to our website, get signed up, and you can win a Lake House next summer.
Nice.
So you'll be able to stay in there all summer long and enjoy what the Finger Lakes has to offer. And you know what? Even if you don't win the Lake House, we're actually, the night we do it, date to be determined, we're going to give away cash prizes to those who aren't going to win the Lake House for the summer.
Now, you mentioned about the hotel. I think you probably got this covered. I'm assuming you're going to have some really great swanky suites for the high rollers that come into town?
Yes, we'll have some suites. The rooms are going to be amazing.
I was going to say.
Right now we're putting together a mock-up just to make sure everything is where it needs to be, the outlets.
Yeah.
So it's coming along.
It's going to be nice.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be real nice.
And, you know, as you think about the differential between you working in St. Louis and in Las Vegas in casino atmospheres versus coming to the Finger Lakes, the contrasting styles, more city versus the Finger Lakes and the lakes and all that, is that the difference in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, the product is the same,
right?
But definitely different. Lumiere and Del Lago are completely two different casinos. Del Lago really, you know, I worked at Belterra in southern Indiana. Very similar in size and scope and location. And I spent 7 years at Belterra. It was 15 years with that company. Great location, just like Del Lago. It was perfect for staycations, those who kind of wanted to get away from, you know, city life and come, you know, have fun. And, mm-hmm. and again, this is Del Lago is going to be the perfect spot to stay the weekend, you know, play a little bit in the casino, and then go hit some wineries, mm-hmm. you know, do some tours. So it's going to be amazing. I like Del Lago's location, and I like this region.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking earlier, being back in St. Louis, my allergies were crazy, but being back up here, they're gone. So there's so much that this region has to offer that it just excites me, and mm-hmm. we're in such a great location. So we're going to do great.
I'm no doubt about it. I think the area will come. They're talking 9,000 additional visitors coming on the thruway, excuse me, daily. That would be nice. And certainly I think, I just think it's going to be something that's going to help not only the county, McGee, or Tire New York, and various monies that are being paid out from Del Lago for the revenues brought in. It's going to enhance a lot of people and a lot of organizations. It's been well thought out. It's people are going to benefit by it from a financial standpoint. But I think from a standpoint of, you know, myself going, my brother lives in Rochester, and you know, when they heard about a casino, they thought it was going to be a real tiny, small casino. No, this is a $425 million project. They said, wow. And then they come by and they checked it out and they were just amazed. I just think it's going to be something not only cool for the area, beneficial for the area. It's going to be spectacular in a place that, like you say, you want to put together a Father's Day celebration, get a table for 12 and enjoy yourself, do a little gaming, have a great meal, have a couple of nice drinks, check out a show at night. I can see a lot of things that people are going to really zero in on. And I could see... depending on the acts you bring in, I'm sure there'll be good acts. And I just see it as a win-win-win, if there's such a term. I don't see any negativity. Yeah, certainly you got to watch if you're going in there and you're overspending your money. And I know you're going to have something set up in the casino to help people that are over the limit and they get carried away. And, you know, you don't want to lose your mortgage payment. And that's not what you're opening for. You got to restrain yourself and bet a certain amount of money and that's it. Shut the doors down. You know, save up some money to come back. But I think the offerings of what you're doing with the tying in the local produce, all of that is so important to this region, and I think people are going to grasp it and love it.
Yeah, there were a lot of great businesses that closed shop in this area, and we see Del Lago as an economic boost.
Bingo.
To the region, to Seneca Falls and Seneca County, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
And again, I want to thank you for a very hectic, harried schedule the last couple of days, making time to come in to do the dog show. And I would love to have you come back in about 60 days and give us a further update.
I would love to.
All right. And by the way, the young lady that's been off camera, we want to give her a plug to Juliana Monticelli, who's the PR person that Kirk handles getting the people to come in to do the show. And she's a shy woman. She didn't want to come on camera this morning, but Juliana, great job. So off camera, nice job this morning. Well, don't forget, folks, we have some great shows to finish out the month of June. Next Monday, we're going to go to the legal profession. A couple of ADA assistant district attorneys will be my special guests. Megan Peter, Mark Sankowitz, Seneca County assistant district attorneys. They'll be here on the couch next week talking about their jobs. And I want to tell you something. Those folks work hard for the folks that are victimized by crime in our county. And they're just two of many. So they'll be here next week on the Weber Show. That's next Monday, our original scheduled date, which is the show is always on a Monday, unless we make changes to get people like Jeff Babinski in the house. Also, we want to remind everybody on the 20th of June, we'll have Stu Peenstra, the chief of police of the town of Seneca Falls. His lieutenant, Tim Snyder, will be here. They'll be on the couch. The 27th of the month, we finish the month of June with my friend Kyle Black, the general manager of good old Seneca Metals, which, of course, has been a very controversial point. Kyle will give us an update. A lot of things have been happening behind the scenes with Seneca Metals and the town of Seneca Falls. He'll be here on the 27th. And then, of course, we move into the merry month of July. So thanks again, Jeff. Appreciate taking time out.
Thank you.
All right. Speaking for Jeff Babinski, along with Juliana and my friend Jim Senecropi, our owner and director, this is the dog bidding you a farewell and enjoy the week, folks. It's supposed to be really like 70s. That's the dog kind of weather. Take care, everybody. Enjoy.